Good morning. It's Wine Wednesday, and I'm your host, Ziggy the Wine Gal. Thanks for tuning in this morning. And a big thanks to our sponsors for Wine Wednesday, Oliver's Markets, with four fabulous locations. We all know there really is nobody that supports local like Oliver's Markets. And Willoughby's Wine and Spirits is on board as a sponsor. They have two locations, Petaluma and downtown Santa Rosa. Well, I've been very excited for the show this morning. Not that I'm not excited for everyone. Wine Wednesday, but this show in particular, because amazing winemaker Ashley Herzberg, blazing trails of gold medal winning wines here in Sonoma Wine Country, is in the studio. And it's embarrassing on my part, a long time coming, but I swear every time I turn around, there you are in the headlines, making waves, making great wines. Most recently, winner at Pigs and Pinot with a Pinot Noir you made for Enumero, which is standing right here up front and center in the studio. I have to just paint the picture because, you know, radio. But here it is. Here's the bottle. We'll just make a little bottle noise, and then we'll get the corkscrew out and cork it and start pouring some amazing Pinot Noir this morning. Welcome, Ashley.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
So, you know, getting to the roots of Ashley, you know, I started thinking about this last week. I think I first met you in the Wayback Machine at Owl Ridge.
Yes, like almost 20 years ago,
right?
Which is crazy.
It's so crazy because we're only 39.
Right, I know. I don't know how those numbers add up, but somehow
they do. And then I remember you went to Moritzen after that, right?
Yes, okay. Exactly.
And then I got to see you more and more when I would see you around the hood at Bacha Galoo because they're my neighbors.
Exactly, yes.
And then, of course, they're always singing your praises at Amista Winery. And when Amista came out with sparkling wine, I was like, this is amazing. Like, we love Ashley. She's the best winemaker. Of course, Saini. And then Enumero, which is, those guys are like new kids on the block, right?
They are. We started the Enumero brand in 2021, actually. So only a few years old, but we've had great success, as you can see, with
yes.
Their Pigs and Pinot win.
Well, when I tasted through some of the Enumero wines a couple months back at this kind of networking gathering that I was at Flambeau Winery in Healdsburg, they were there pouring some wine, and I noticed the vineyard sources, which is always, of course, very important for wines. But I was like, how are you getting this rock star fruit? Like, you know what I mean? Like, Chenoweth style, like next level deliciousness, as far as vineyards are concerned and everything. And they just kind of smiled and, you know, just looked at me and like, oh, and I'm like, Ashley is behind it all. You know she is.
We're really lucky. I will say the one thing in the wine industry, you got to be careful. You know, never burn a bridge because you never know.
That's so true.
Yeah, you know.
Oh my gosh.
You never know when it may come back around, but we're really lucky to work with Charlie Chenoweth on a few of our vineyard sourcing, and he's amazing. So.
Yeah, my girl crush is Amy.
Oh, yes. She is the best.
I know.
So lucky we get to work with her.
She's so cool. Well, they're both so cool, and they're just the most real, honest, incredible people, and they're also insanely amazing grape growers.
They really are. Oh my gosh, the fruit that we're able to get, and we're so lucky. I mean, we're small, so to be able to get in there and get a little bit of fruit from them, it's incredible. It's like a pinch me moment.
It is a pinch me moment. And you know, there's been so many winemakers that have sourced from the Chenoweths, you know, Costa Brown, and you know, a lot of other name drops. And the fact that a very small, truly artisan winery like Enumero is able to get some of these like high-class rockstar vineyards, it's pretty cool. So what wines are in the portfolio for Enumero?
Yeah, so we have a rosé, a small amount of rosé that's made from Saunier, so only about 25 to 30 cases a year. And then we make Chardonnay from Bootleggers Hills.
So, yum.
Yeah, you probably recognize that vineyard name.
I do.
This is one of my favorite wines. It's so good.
It's called Chardonnay All Day.
It is Chardonnay All Day. And I brought you a bottle of that for you to try later. We also make three Pinot Noirs. So we've got a Little Boot Vineyard, so another familiar name, Bootlegger Vineyard, and then a North Star Vineyard, which is in a little bit warmer area, closer to where you live, closer to the Bacha Galoo Bees.
Okay.
On West Side Road. So
what part of West Side exactly?
About 4 miles out. Like right off of
West before Side. You get to the Bookers or after?
Before you get to the Bookers.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So let's rewind for a little bit and talk about where these vineyards are located, because obviously sense of place is important. Green Valley, which is a little, you know, area inside of the Russian River Valley, it's its own little appellation, is really, really cool climate, like seriously cool climate, right?
Yes.
And so that's where, you know, some of these vineyards are for the Chenoweths, right?
Yes.
And then, of course, you mentioned the vineyard source on West Side Road.
Yes.
And are you working with any other vineyards?
Right now, it's still in barrel. We haven't released it yet, but we're working with Sauvignon Blanc from Kick Ranch.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Another name drop. So,
I know. Another great vineyard. That won't be coming out for a little while. It's still aging, but it's going to be amazing.
Okay. And so a few minutes ago, I'm excited for that, but a few minutes ago, you caught my attention because you said that you're making a very small amount of rosé.
Yes.
And you said the little magic word, Saunier. And explain to everybody listening what Saunier is.
Yes. Okay. So Saunier is when we bring in our red grapes, so for Pinot Noir, for red wine, we destem them, we put them into a tank, and then we bleed a little bit of juice off of that tank, off of the skins, and that creates a great skin to juice ratio. It helps concentrate the flavors in our Pinots, but it also creates this magical rosé, such a pretty wine, this beautiful, perfectly pink color. I love it. I think it's so fun, especially when you have great Pinot. I mean, these are amazing sources of Pinot, so obviously the rosé is amazing as well.
Well, I have Ashley Hurst in studio, and I'm just so excited that you're here. I got a little giddy this morning, I'm not gonna lie, driving into the radio station this morning, just knowing that this is gonna be my first time to spend with you in the studio, and hopefully many more times to come in the future.
Please.
Just talking about what, of course, you're doing for Innumero, but in general to say congratulations for being a blazing winemaker, you know, on the trails of Sonoma County for a long time. And I don't like to point out women winemakers anymore, because I want everybody to be winemaker. It's like being called an actor versus an actress now.
Yeah.
We're kind of over that, because you hold your own power, girlfriend. And you are really, really, really a trailblazer, and I've just been so excited to have you in. And I love being able to go to some of these wineries sprinkled around Sonoma County that you're making wine for now. So congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much, and thank you for having me.
Of course. Now I need to get that corkscrew happening, and we need to uncork some of these wines. Thank you, Ashley Hirschberg, for coming to the
time
studio
to drink.
This morning. Yes, it is time to drink. Have a wonderful wine-soaked morning, my friends. And be sure to tune into Wine Wednesday next week when we talk about Down to Earth Month. And I have special guest Tina Caputo in studio. Cheers.